This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The lines of communication remain open. That is as much specific optimism as the players in Washington can offer this morning as they continue negotiations to avoid the fiscal cliff. One of those key players is Democrat Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. He's the ranking member on the House Budget Committee. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
The Democrats are, of course, in the minority in the House. So what's your role in this negotiation process?
Well, the House Democrats actually have a very important role in this process because most people suspect that when an agreement comes to the House of Representatives, it's going to need a big chunk of Democratic votes in order to pass. And that's because it's highly unlikely that many of the Tea Party Republicans will support any agreement that's reached. And so that means that House Democrats have an important role to play in these negotiations.
Is there any worry that you have about a compromise coming your way that is so unpalatable to you that Democrats in the House would vote against it?
Well, I'm confident that the president will get an agreement that takes a balanced approach to long-term deficit reduction, meaning a mix of additional revenue from high-income earners, but also some additional cuts. And the overall deal should reflect the views expressed by the American people at the ballot box on these issues.
You would agree with your Republican colleagues that we have to find ways to control the future costs of entitlement programs, especially Medicare, and make those more sustainable, right?
Yes. The difference is how we go about doing that.
Right. How would you articulate the fundamental difference that exists at this point between the parties on Medicare?
Well, the approach Democrats have recommended is to realign many of the incentives in Medicare to move away from a strict fee-for-service system and reduce overall health care costs. And we've begun to see some progress. The Republican proposed approach to Medicare reform has been not to reduce overall costs, but simply to transfer rising health care costs onto the backs of seniors.
Republicans would say, and there is some data they can call upon to back this up, that you can't do it your way. You can't find the cost savings without changing benefits in a way that might hurt some people.
Well, if you look at the savings we made in the Affordable Care Act, not by across-the-board cuts, but by changing the incentive system so that doctors and hospitals focus more on the quality of care they provide, not simply the quantity of care. And that was $716 billion in savings. I'm feeling a little whiplashed here by the Republicans. 4 weeks ago, they were complaining that President Obama achieved too much in the way of Medicare savings. And now they appear to be complaining that he's not doing enough.
Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland is the ranking member on the House Budget Committee. Thanks so much.
Thank you.